Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Founder's Pocket Guide Term Sheets and Preferred Shares by Stephen R. Poland is a concise, practical handbook for startup founders who need to understand venture and angel investment term sheets without wading through dense legal texts. Positioned as an accessible business and entrepreneurship guide, it focuses on the moving parts that determine economics, control, and risk in early-stage equity financings, especially deals using preferred stock, rather than treating a term sheet as a checklist of jargon. The book translates common clauses into plain English and ties them to what they mean for ownership, dilution, and future fundraising flexibility. A distinguishing feature is the use of simple math examples to explain fully diluted capitalization, investor ownership percentages, and how option pools can change founder outcomes. It also uses illustrative exit scenarios to show how preferred rights and preferences can shift the distribution of proceeds between investors and founders. The result is a quick read designed to improve comprehension and negotiation readiness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what a term sheet is and how to read it like a founder. The guide frames the term sheet as the blueprint for the financing relationship, not merely a summary of price. It helps founders identify which sections drive the most meaningful outcomes and how to summarize them for decision making, instead of getting lost in boilerplate. Readers learn to separate economic terms, such as valuation and liquidation preference, from control terms, such as voting and protective provisions. The book also clarifies how key definitions influence everything else, especially the idea of fully diluted capitalization and what is included in the calculation. By organizing the term sheet into understandable parts, it becomes easier to ask the right questions: what is being purchased, what rights attach to those shares, and what obligations the company takes on. This approach is particularly valuable for first-time founders who may focus too heavily on valuation, while overlooking terms that can matter more in downside or middling outcomes. The emphasis is not on providing legal advice, but on building enough literacy to work productively with counsel and investors and to spot terms that warrant careful discussion. Secondly, preferred shares versus common shares and why the difference matters. A central theme is how preferred stock differs from common stock in early stage financings and why that difference shapes founder outcomes. The book explains that preferred shares typically carry a package of rights, preferences, and protections that are tied specifically to the investor's shares. Understanding that package helps founders see the deal beyond the headline valuation. The guide highlights how these rights are intended to manage investor risk and provide downside protection, while also potentially influencing company governance and future fundraising. By mapping rights to the security itself, founders can better understand what changes when preferred investors enter the cap table and how those changes may ripple through later rounds. This foundation helps readers interpret why investors ask for specific clauses and how common shareholders experience those clauses in practice. The discussion keeps the focus on practical comprehension, what rights commonly show up, what they mean operationally, and why founders should pay attention to the trade-offs between raising capital quickly and preserving long-term flexibility. Thirdly, core capitalization math, fully diluted shares, ownership, and option pools. The book uses straightforward numerical examples to demystify the cap table mechanics that sit underneath term sheet terms. Founders are guided through calculating fully diluted shares outstanding, estimating investor ownership percentages, and understanding how these calculations change depending on what is counted, such as reserved options. A key emphasis is the impact of option pools on founder dilution, including how expanding a pool in connection with a financing can shift effective economics even if the stated valuation looks attractive. By walking through the arithmetic in plain language, the guide helps founders move from intuition to verification, enabling them to sanity check a proposed round structure. This is especially helpful for teams that are pre-finance or raising their first priced round and have not yet built strong financial modeling habits. The practical takeaway is that founders can better anticipate dilution, compare alternative term sheets more accurately, and communicate clearly with investors and advisors about how ownership will look after closing. Fourthly, decoding key legal and financial terminology in term sheets. Term sheets can feel opaque because they compress complex concepts into shorthand phrases. The guide tackles this by defining common legal and financial terms in accessible language and connecting them to real deal implications. Examples include concepts such as pro rata rights, pre-money valuation, founder dilution, and down rounds, as well as legal expressions often seen in documents, such as fully diluted and pari passu. By reducing intimidation and confusion, the book helps founders keep discussions focused on substance rather than vocabulary. This matters because misunderstandings at the term sheet stage can lead to surprises later, when definitive documents are drafted or when the company faces a follow-on round. The guide's approach supports better collaboration with legal counsel. Founders can arrive with informed questions, understand what they are being asked to accept, and recognize when a term is standard versus when it may be unusually restrictive for the stage. The result is greater confidence in negotiating and a clearer view of how terminology translates into rights, obligations, and economic outcomes. Lastly, exit scenarios and how preferences can change who gets paid. One of the most practical parts of the guide is its use of example exit scenarios to show how term sheet points affect the division of proceeds among investors and founders. And found, rather than treating preferences as abstract, the book illustrates how certain preferred share features can matter most in outcomes that are not home runs. This scenario-based framing helps founders evaluate risk, a term that seems harmless in a best case may be decisive in a modest acquisition or a challenging exit, by tying the exit waterfall to specific rights and preferences. Founders gain a clearer understanding of why investors care about protections and how those protections can influence founder incentives and employee outcomes. The point is not to assume a negative outcome, but to make sure the company understands the full distribution logic across different exit values. This perspective equips founders to compare term sheets beyond valuation and to decide which trade-offs align with their fundraising and company building goals. In conclusion, this pocket guide is best suited for first-time founders preparing for an angel or venture round, especially those encountering preferred stock terms for the first time. It is also a useful primer for new angel investors, operators stepping into startup leadership roles, and students who want a grounded introduction to how equity financings work in practice. The primary benefit is practical literacy readers come away able to parse a term sheet, understand how preferred rights connect to investor shares, and perform the basic cap table calculations that shape dilution and ownership. The inclusion of simple math and illustrative exit scenarios turns abstract clauses into concrete outcomes, making it easier to compare offers and identify which terms deserve deeper attention with counsel. Compared with larger venture finance textbooks or legal treatises, the book stands out for speed and clarity. It does not aim to be exhaustive or jurisdiction-specific, but it excels as an on-ramp that reduces confusion, improves negotiation readiness, and helps founders focus on the deal points that most directly affect economics, control, and future flexibility. If you would like to support Stephen R. Poland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.